Pastor Lau and Pastor Dala Happersett would like to welcome you to the following message from New Hope International Church in Seattle, Washington. Here is Pastor Lau's anointed teaching that will change your life with love, hope, and peace in Jesus Christ. And now, Pastor Lau.
I'm so thirsty.
May the Lord open heaven over you, shower His grace and blessing and mercy and good things upon your life. I'm so glad that we can spend time together to study the Word of God, to grow, to learn the way of God. The way of God is the best way in our life. I believe that all of you love Him and you want to serve Him. You want to build a godly home. You want to be involved in building a biblical church. And you want to get involved in the ministry. The principle that I would like to talk to you today can be applied in your ministry when you work with your team members. It can be applied at workplace, in your family, when you really love and serve your family members or doing something together to build your family. So the topic of the teaching today is winning the heart of your team members. Your team member can be in the church, can be at work, can be at school, in the same classroom, or you work with your spouse or your children for a project. As believers, we should seek the kingdom of God first and build His kingdom. We should devote ourselves to building His church and to live for the kingdom of God. God add His people into each local church in order to be parts of His body. Each part of the body is important. God has put the anointing and talents and abilities into each member so that he or she can be involved in building His kingdom. In the same way, God gives you a spouse so that your spouse can help you to build a home together. The Bible says it's not good for a man to live alone, but God give him a helper. So you work together as a team with your spouse, and you work together with a team with your brothers and sisters in the church. We need to see the value of every member in our team. We need to see the value of our spouse or our co-workers at work. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 20 to 26, the Bible talks about the members of local churches this way. This is the way we should look at God's people, members of the local church. As it is, there are many parts but one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, I don't need you. And the head cannot say to the feet, I don't need you. On the contrary, those parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. And the parts that we think are less honorable, we treat with special honor. And the parts that are unpresentable are treated with special modesty. Why our presentable parts need no special treatment, but God has combined the members of the body and has given greater honor to the parts that lacked it, so that there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. You can see that every part of the body of Christ or the local church or every member of His church is important. No matter what kind of gifts and talents and calling each member has, God honor all of them. We should honor every member in our team and in our church. The Lord bought them with a high price. I myself, when I look at my brother and sister in the same church or in the same ministry, I see them as very honorable and valuable person in the kingdom of God. Why? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20, for God bought you with a high price. So you must honor God with your body. Every member, every believer is very valuable in the eyes of God because Jesus paid the price. He died. He shed his blood to redeem every believer out of the kingdom of darkness. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. So God yourself and God's people feed and shepherd God's flock, his church, purchased with his own blood, over which the Holy Spirit has appointed you as elders. You see, Jesus bought all of us with a high price, his blood, his life, in order to serve and build the kingdom with your team members. You should win the heart of your team members so that they will be encouraged to serve together with you. If you cut a finger out from your body, your whole body will hurt. In the same way, the church body needs the special contributions of each member. We should allow our faithful members to use their talents and gifts. Don't block them. Don't push them down. Let them rise up and they can use their gift and talents. Instead of pushing them down, we should lift them up to serve the Lord. We should honor everybody. In order to win the heart of people, we need to make deposits into their emotional bank account. We all know that the financial bank account is very important. Every one of you save money in the bank account in order to spend later on, or you spend it later on in your retirement time. We make deposits into it and build up a reserve from which we can make withdrawals when we need to spend money. An emotional bank account is a metaphor that describes the amount of trust that is being built up in the relationship. It's the feeling of safeness you have with another human being. You feel safe to be around another person, and they feel safe to be around you because you have good emotional bank account toward one another. Galatians chapter 6, verses 6 to 10 say, let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. You should really take care of your pastor and teachers and leaders in the church. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially to those who are in the household of faith. The Bible says clearly that we should sow the seed of good things, the seed of love, the seed of help, the seed of service, and we should do good to our brother and sister in the same church or in the same team. We keep sowing a good seed into their life, do good to them. And that's how we build the emotional bank account. We accumulate the trust, the safety feeling, the love, and the compassion and faithfulness into their heart by putting something good into their life. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 16 says, but do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. Don't forget to do good to your team, to share with them. And remember this, God will not forget the good things you have done for your brothers and sisters, or for your spouse, or for your friends. And God is very pleased with your sacrifice. We should build a close, genuine relationship with our team members. We spend time with them, take them out for a meal, pray with them, help them in a time of their needs or hardships. When we do these good things, we are depositing into their emotional bank account from which they can withdraw in the future during times of testing and hardships. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, the Bible says, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. Again, we should be tender-hearted to one another, forgive one another, and do good to one another. When they do wrong, we forgive them, and they will forgive us one day. We should speak words of encouragement and appreciation to them. We should speak the words of faith and blessing to our team members. Colossians chapter 4 verse 6 says, "Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one." Watch your mouth, watch your tongue. You speak only word of encouragement to your team members or to your spouse or to co-workers at work. When they realize and are confident that we love them and value them, they will be able to endure the hardships and conflicts in the ministry or in the church or in the project. Even though sometimes we need to speak words of correction, they will receive them with grace. They will remember all the times that we make deposits into their emotional bank account and endure hardship and correction. Proverbs chapter 19 verse 11 says, "Sensible people control their temper. They earn respect by overlooking wrongs." In another translation, the Bible says, "Good sense makes a man restrain his anger, and it is his glory to overlook a transgression of an offense." This is from Amplified Bible. When your team member make mistake, forgive them. When your team members miss something, don't be angry. Don't blow up and say some bad words. Just be calm, be forgiving, and be encouraging to them. We should be gentle and generous toward others. We should be hospitable to our team members. We should not take people for granted, but always show appreciation and respect to them. Sometimes we work with people long enough, we start to take them for granted. You may take your spouse for granted. Don't do that. Always appreciate them, respect and honor them, and do good to them. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25, the Bible says, "The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself." You see, be generous to your team member. Do good to them. The Bible says in another version in Proverbs 11:25 said this way, "The generous will prosper. Those who refresh others will themselves be refreshed." We should really build relationship by being a giver, generous giver, serving, encouraging, and doing good to our team members on a regular basis. We should build unity in our team. We should have good communication so that there will not be any misunderstandings, conflicts, and quarrels. Godly communication is very important. Many times, people are hurt unnecessarily because of the poor communication. We should be clear that we always love and value our team members, and we should not leave those things unsaid. We should consider the feelings of our team members and be quick to apologize if we say something wrong. Again, build unity. Consider other people better than yourself. Always think about the benefit of others rather than yourself. Philippians chapter 2, verses 2 to 4. "Fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind." Talking about unity. Serve together, work together in unity. Communication, resolve the conflict, try to reconcile as soon as possible. "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let us become humble when we relate to our team members. Let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others." My brother and sister, we should lift our brothers and sisters up, our team members up, cherish them, and make them feel our warm love and care. We encourage them and help them to use their talents and gifts. We should appreciate their gifts and calling and say the word of appreciation to them on a regular basis. We should honor their gift. We allow them to use their talents and gift faithfully and say thank to them. We must not show favoritism and prejudice toward anybody. We should not judge them with evil thoughts. We must not dishonor anybody, suppress, control, manipulate, nor compete with them. We must not compare them with others. Everyone is important. Everyone is unique. They are wonderfully made by God. We should not feel insecure and be jealous when we notice that they are gifted and standing out in their ministry. Don't practice jealousy. Appreciate people, honor people, and encourage people all the time. We may be gifted in pastoral ministry, but they may be gifted in the area of healings or administration. We should not be jealous or judgmental of them. We should not feel threatened by their gifts and talents and success. We should recognize that God has given them different gifts from ourselves and rejoice when we see that God is using them. We should value the variety of gifts that God has brought into His church or His body. We should keep our heart pure and full of love and faith. Let us build a good church. Let us build a very godly family. Let us learn how to put the deposit in the emotional bank account and practice what we learn in this lesson that come from the Word of God. I believe you are the doer of the Word of God. I believe you will practice what you learn. And if you agree with me with this teaching and practice what you learn, I believe and declare in the name of Jesus, you shall be successful, you shall be blessed, you shall be favored and honored by the Lord, and you're going to have a lot of rewards on earth and in heaven, and God will be honored and glorified by your life. God bless you. Please review this teaching again and put into practice. God bless you. I am Pastor Da, loved you, and we believe that God will use you supernaturally, powerfully in this generation. Thank you so much for spending time with me.
We trust that this message is ministered to you. If you would like more information about New Hope International Church or other teaching CDs, please contact us at 206-275-1042. You may also visit our website online at www.newhopeinternationalchurch.com. I'm so thirsty.